Wait, those are wait. Wrong for did sure. you?
This could get.
Oh, I did it wrong already.
No, it sounds stupid.
Are you ready?
This could get awkward.
I think that was perfect.
Welcome to episode 36 of This Could Get Awkward. I'm Sam.
Mantha. And I'm Janelle.
So I went to the vet recently just for like the usual vaccines and stuff. So this is a new vet. We've been to this like the building. This is our second time going there. The first time was with a different actual veterinarian who I hated. I think we might have talked about him because he kind of like, I just felt like he was like fear-mongering me.
The cancer yeah. vet, right? Yeah.
Yeah. He like named 12 types of cancer and started talking to us about like treatments and operations and stuff before he then was like, but it's just a follicular cell or a cyst or something, like literally an ingrown hair. And I was like, you fucking asshole.
Yeah,
like,
that's a dick move.
I was like, you such a dick. And then, okay, so anyways, this vet, the other one, was wonderful. Like, just like really lovely, really enjoyed her energy, super like... She was great. I just really enjoyed her. So the funny thing is that my mom came with me. My mom is obsessed with my dog. And she helps so much, like taking care of him when Spencer's out of town, if I have to work late or something like that. Like, mm-hmm. they're so happy to take care of him anytime, which is wonderful. But she's like, she's obsessed with him. And she's never gone with us to the vet before. Because we usually, like, we haven't lived in the same city for most of Scotch's life. So she was like excited to come with us to the vet. And it was funny because, like, whenever you go see any doctor, I feel like you're only really supposed to talk about one or two things, like one or two, like, issues that you have or whatever, and, like, yeah. try to keep it snappy. And so I was like, okay, like, yeah, we're here for these vaccines. He's gained a little bit of weight, like, like really not much at all. It's just, like, he's heavier than he's ever been by, like, a pound. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, but, like, we haven't done anything differently. So we were talking about that a little bit. And actually, so it is because he's now... a senior dog.
Oh, so like officially after like six, he's six or seven?
He's seven.
And that makes him a senior dog?
Well, yeah. So we have to switch his food to like senior food that's a little lower in calories because he's gained a little bit of weight, even though like his activity is actually up and he's been eating the same amount. So we figure he's just like his metabolism slowing down and he's like getting older. So we have to switch his food to like senior dog food.
I didn't even know that was like a thing.
Yeah.
Huh.
I've been wondering that a little bit lately. So anyways, that was funny. So we chatted about that. I'm like, his like little ingrown hair bump is back, and this doctor, she didn't give two shits about it. She was like, oh, it's fine, like, unless it gets like really big or seems to be bothering him, the only real way to like get rid of it is to surgically remove it, and there's no point doing that, like, unless it's actually bothering him. So like, she didn't care. And I was like, that's awesome, thanks for not naming 12 types of cancer and like telling me that my dog's going to basically die. And then my mom, she's just like, ugh. It's hard to explain because she was like being really funny but not really capturing that it's not just like a free-for-all ask any question you've ever had about a dog because it was her first time at the vet kind of situation. Mm-hmm. So she kept being like the vet was talking to me about the vaccines or the changes we're making to his vaccine schedule and like some other things like that. And then my mom would be like, is it okay that he eats bell peppers, like just a little bit of sweet bell peppers and stuff? And the vet was like, yep, that's totally fine. She's like, okay, and what about like just apple slices are okay? And then she's like, I give him a little bit of coconut oil because he seems to really like that. She was just like, it wasn't even like she was just asking questions. She was just like really chatty. And at one point I was just like, Mom, stop it. And then I like put my head in my arms and I was just like, oh my God. And then the vet was like kind of like just humoring my mom and like answering her questions and stuff. And then I was like, mm-hmm. Mom, that is enough. And I literally like pretended, like did the motion of zipping my lips shut because I was like, oh, we have to, like, we're wasting so much of our time with your like silly inquiries.
Yeah, she like hijacked the conversation or the yeah. appointment, and meanwhile like you knew like, the answers to all that,
the things that we've been feeding him his whole life, yeah, I think it's okay kind of a thing. But she's just like, he's my grandpuppy, I just want to know. I was like, oh, Mom. It's funny, like, I guess like the funny, like, awkward part is that now that I live in the same city as my mom again, she's just, like, so freaking excited to do anything with me.
Yeah.
And it's really lovely and sweet and stuff. But on the other hand, it's, like, she I think I've mentioned this before, like offers to pay for things and like that kind of a thing, which is like really nice of her to do. But at the same time, I'm like, Mom, I'm an independent, like adult woman with my own money. So like, it's very nice for you to treat me every once in a while kind of a thing. But like, I also kind of feel like you're stripping me of my independence by like offering to do so much for me. Like, let's just hang out and but that's we don't just- have to spend money or chill or like.
Like, that's just parents, though.
Yeah,
I am like, mine are
could
the
be so much worse.
Exact same. And like, we sit here and we could maybe not necessarily complain that our parents are so attentive still, like when we're adults and wanting to help and stuff. But like, think about people who don't have that. And,
yeah.
But I know, like, I so because I'm moving, my parents, like my mom is just like, she's like, your dad and I are going to drive up there and like when we'll help you guys unpack and everything like that. And
aww.
And I was like, Mom, you know, like we have movers. Movers have been hired because I have a moving budget through work. And I was just like, they literally are going to take everything off the truck. And I think they're going to like start unpacking the boxes, too. Like, I don't know. But she's like, oh, like. And I was like, and I don't know what day they're going to be there. It's a delivery spread that they give you. So, and she's like, that's all. Oh, your dad and I just need 24 hours notice. And then we'll like, we'll be up there right away. Like, it, like, so wonderful. Like, I couldn't, like, I would never hate them for any of that kind of stuff or like, or be like, they're the worst because of it. Like, they're just, I don't know. It's just, I also feel like a little bit like, you know what? I can do this on my own. I'm okay. And like, even when I moved from one location in the city that I'm in right now to another, my mom was like offering that my dad and her could come up and help me move. And I'm like, okay, guys, like it's a 2-day drive for you guys to get out here or like an expensive flight. Unnecessary. I think I can figure it out on my own. But like, I love them and they'll always be like that. And they will like, and they
and
do
it's
it with
so nice.
Yeah. And they do it with all my other siblings. Like they've helped. Like they renovated my younger brother's house. They help renovate other properties that my older brother owns. They help my sister all the time with babysitting. Like they're just so
that's amazing.
Wonderful. So yeah,
that
but
is
I totally
super
get
wonderful.
What you're saying.
It's like, yeah. Mom, let me do it. But yeah, no, it's we have good parents.
Yeah, for sure.
So we should shut our spoiled faces. And hug them.
Yeah, because like in the back of my mind, I'm like, oh, it will be great to have mom and dad there and like just organize things. And my mom's like a super clean freak. So I know she's just going to be like cleaning everything in the apartment when we get there. And it'll be good. But
that's awesome.
Yeah. So the other day, Adam mentioned he said something to me and I shouldn't really be as embarrassed about it as I am, but because it's so stupid and little and really he was doing me a favor for telling me. But we were sitting on the couch and he was just like, ew, your ears are dirty. And I was like, oh, and like, because I had my hair in a ponytail and I like covered my ear and I was like, oh, really? Is it that bad? And he was like, yeah, it's gross. And I was like, oh. So the reason that I'm super uncomfortable about it is because I've always had a problem with like super waxy ears. Like we had a conversation. So I told him I was just like, oh, like really? I was like, they're that bad. I cleaned them like a day ago. And he was like, what? Like he's like,
what parts of your like what? What?
Like earwax and you're like with, you know?
Yeah, but, like, is it, like, all over your ear or is it just, like, in your ear hole?
Like, in my ear hole enough that, like, he could see it.
Huh.
So, like, this has literally been
revolting.
I clean my ears every other day. And Adam was like, I was like, how often do you clean yours? And he was like, maybe once a week. And I was like, oh, I thought everybody cleaned their ears, like, every other day.
I actually clean mine, like, every day.
Oh, really? Okay. So then I'm not that crazy. But I was like, yeah, no, like I clean them every other day and I use like a couple of Q-tips because they're gross.
Me too.
Okay. Well, I just know.
But that, I don't like, know if anyone's ever been able to see my earwax.
Like, what does a Q-tip look like when you pull it out? Like, is there like nothing on it?
No, there's usually like at least a little bit of like green wax.
Wait, what?
What?
Did you just say green wax?
Isn't it green?
What?
Why? What color is yours?
It's like yellow or orange.
What? Mine's definitely like a greeny brown.
That is gross. What?
Yours is gross. Why is yours orange?
I thought everybody's earwax was that color. Green?
Hold on. Spencer, what color is your earwax? He said it's an orangish color.
Exactly.
What?
I do not think it should be green, Sam.
But it always has been.
That is weird. I've never heard of that in my life.
What?
Okay.
Well, shit. I'll send you a pic. Maybe I'll tweet a picture of my earwax. The color, yeah. We can do a poll. Well, that's our poll. What color is your earwax? Normal green or weird orange?
But, like, sometimes it's, like, a darker, like, ish brown, too. Like, it could be, like, or yellowish color. I don't know. That's weird. Okay. But what I was going to say, I guess, I can't get past that. That's, I'm picturing it, and it looks disgusting.
Boogers for your ears.
But I guess, so this has always been, like, a problem of mine, and, like, my mom and my family has regularly pointed it out to me, because my mom was like, you used to have, like, she's like, you just had the, like, the waxy, like, your ears were just always full of wax. And my mom actually thought I was deaf as a child. And, like, took me to the doctor because, like, I couldn't hear her, or, like, I was just, like, not responding properly to her. And she thought, like, I might actually have, like, a hearing problem. And yeah. Went to the doctor, and the doctors are like, no, her ears are just, like, full of wax.
Ew. So do they clean them out?
Yeah. Like, I used to go to the doctor and get them flushed regularly as a child. And my mom used to do this thing. I don't know exactly what the name of it is, but it was, like, I think it was called, like, candle sticking.
Yeah, ear candling.
Okay, yeah.
I've had that done. My stepmom used to do that.
Yeah, my mom used to do that to me, like, super regularly. And the, like, when you open it up afterwards to see, like, how much it pulls out. I guess for anyone who doesn't know what it is, it's like this, like, long paper waxy tube that you stick out of your ear and you, like, lay down on your side and you light it. And then somehow the heat pulls the wax out of your ear, and then you just
have, like, huge chunks of wax.
It's disgusting. I should probably,
so,
like,
cool.
It is. I remember, like, opening it up and being like, ew, but, like, that's awesome.
I always wanted to, like, keep my bag of earwax.
Gross.
I've never had my ears, like, flushed, though. That sounds like it probably feels really good.
No, it's super painful. My mom My mom said she hated taking me to the doctor to do it because, like, I'd wail, like, I'd cry a whole lot. Because I guess, because it's, like, it puts a lot of pressure on, like, your eardrum and stuff.
Oh.
I guess that's at least what my mom always described. I don't really remember it happening, but... Yeah,
I just feel really clogged now. Like,
just talking about it?
Yeah.
My mom said it used to be so bad that, like, earwax would drip out of my ears and onto
what
my
the
pillow.
Fuck?
Yeah, I know.
Ew.
So I try to keep them super clean, and it was really embarrassing to have Adam be like, ew, gross, go clean your ears.
Ew.
Yeah.
Now I'm so curious about, like, the what color your earwax is supposed to be. I'm gonna give it a quick Google. Can I give it a quick Google?
Sure, but, like, I'm gonna guarantee you that it should not be green.
What color should earwax be? Dark brown or black colored earwax is typically older, so its color comes from the dirt and bacteria it is trapped. Adults tend to have darker, harder earwax. Dark brown earwax, which is tinged with red, may signal a bleeding injury.
Gross.
Light brown, orange, or yellow earwax is healthy and normal.
Right? Sam, does it say anything about green earwax?
Green is not mentioned. Okay, so maybe I should go, why is my earwax green? Maybe it's brown.
Are you
yellowish,
like, I'm
greenish earwax? Normal earwax is usually, if your earwax looks more yellow green, that could be a sign of an infection. So schedule an appointment with your doctor.
But you said it's always been like that.
It's always been like that. I'm also known to be, like, slightly confused about what colors are sometimes. So maybe it's brown and it's normal.
So maybe
I'll clean my ears out and send you a picture.
Okay. Maybe you're like slightly colorblind.
Well, I thought that this one house was black for the longest time. And then someone was like, oh, that's interesting. I've never seen like a navy house before. And I was like, that fucking house is black. And they were like, no, that's for sure blue. So sometimes I get confused. Like,
But like navy and black is like a normalish color to kind of get mixed up depending on like how dark of a navy it is.
It's very dark.
Yeah.
Stay tuned. Find out if I've had a lifelong ear infection. Really orange. That's so interesting.
Yeah, that's how I would describe the color. So that's you should probably go to the doctor, weird. I'm guessing, and get that checked out.
Hey, I just got my healthcare card for the province of Alberta where I now live, so maybe I will go see a doctor.
Because there's probably more than there were there in the province we are.
There are doctors in this province. If you ever need to see a doctor in New Brunswick, good luck. Good luck with that. Oh, wait. I want to just end with a little quick tidbit.
Okay.
And then I'll ask for Spencer's permission to use it. So yesterday I picked him up from work because I'm learning, practicing, trying to drive or whatever.
Yeah, right.
And so, and picking him up is like a very easy, it's easy to get there. I know exactly where it is. It's very close. And then I feel comfortable like with him in the car with me because he knows the car and has eyes that work. So we were driving home and it was like dark out because it gets dark out at like all day. And it was also like icy. So anyways, I'm like pretty sure I'm making the turn I need to make to like get back to our house. And Spencer was like, turn more, turn more, turn more. Because I didn't really realize. I was like straight up gunning for the curb of the, but then I like corrected it and it was fine. And then when he got home and Spencer's like, I have to go wipe my butt. I pooped a little. You scared me.
Oh my God. No. Was he joking?
And I was like, you're kidding. That's funny. And then I thought he was kidding until he was like actually wiped his butt. And I was like, did you actually poop yourself? And he was like, you scared me. And I was like, what?
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. That's hilarious.
Spencer, is that okay that I said you had to wipe your butt because I scared you?
I mean, if I say no, are you going to cut it out?
Yeah.
Well then, I don't really care, you're fine.
He said that's fine. What a good sport.
Hopefully your driving gets better.
Thanks. I'm going to drive to work today with Spencer, and then he'll drive the car home, and then pick me up, and then I'll drive home.
That's good. That's good. Baby steps.
Yeah.
Well.
Okay.
Like we said earlier, our poll this week is about the color of your earwax. go check that out on our Twitter account at TCGA Podcast.
Post on Facebook at This Could Get Awkward, and you can email us at thiscouldgetawkwardpodcast@gmail.com. And all of that and all of our episodes are at thiscouldgetawkward.com.
Wonderful. We'll talk to you next week.
Happy December.
Bye.